Proclamation number 646 dated the October 30th, 1938. People without suffering. Suffering is love. Those of you who long for it in your heart shall always hear my voice. Behold, my child, your life on earth is indeed a constant struggle and has to remain so until the end of your life, for this will uphold your strength of will. Were you to find complete fulfillment of your wishes on earth already, you would slow down in your endeavor to reach me, and therein you can always find the explanation for days and hours which weigh heavy on your mind. Nevertheless, my love is close to you and protects your soul from being harmed. The state of constant satisfaction on earth is extremely perilous for the soul, and my love wants to avert such danger from you and nurture ever greater spiritual activity and longing for me in you, for this is the true driving force for the spiritual work of improving yourself. And I am always close to all of you, but you often fail to recognize me and do not look for me nor listen within yourselves, where I affectionately speak to you. Just persevere and don't let your longing for me diminish, then I will take complete possession of you and give you blissful peace one day, when you have victoriously overcome the battle of life. And thus let me tell your heart the following: to taste of unmixed rapture here is never to a mortal given. This frequently used saying describes the state of suffering on earth in a nutshell, and anyone who enjoys many pleasures in earthly life is truly not considered by the Heavenly Father's love. He can only ever speak of true fatherly love if he also gets to feel the Father's strictness, unless he so willingly gives himself to the Heavenly Father that the Lord has already blessed him in earthly life. Yet anyone who is loved by the Father will also have to purify his nature through the fire of love or through suffering. If his heart is willing to love and ready to lend a hand, then the suffering will not depress him. In his anguish he will even look up more to the Heavenly Father and become pure love in earthly life. Yet anyone who is spared suffering is indescribably poor on earth, and this is a result of his own fault. He did not love his fellow human beings and therefore will not receive the same from the Father either. His earthly life of undisturbed enjoyment and untroubled days will indeed be far more agreeable to him, yet the state of his soul is lifeless and agonizing beyond words. His alienation from the Father's heart will noticeably express itself in the fact that all his thoughts and wishes only apply to his greedy striving for earthly pleasures, for due to his heartless nature he becomes subject to the power of adverse forces, turns towards them increasingly more and will be drawn by this power into the whirlpool of the world with all its temptations, glamour and sensuality. This is why you should never envy people who are apparently well off in earthly life. Their life is so unproductive. They gather nothing for eternity, do nothing for their soul, yet everything for their downfall and spiritual death. And earthly life is short, but life in the beyond is infinitely long. They have forfeited much and received little on earth and are poorer than the poorest people on earth who have to endure suffering and troubled days. The more lovingly active you are on earth, the more you will also be fraught with suffering, your own and even more so your fellow human beings' suffering, for a loving heart also feels his loved one's pain. Yet all suffering is love again. Your Heavenly Father's tender love, who thereby wants to make you worthy of his presence in the heavenly paradise. And if you are in a position of suffering, then you should know that you are also loved by me. Know that you then should take only your Savior ever more into your heart, so that all your suffering will be changed into blessings. Amen.